As I told you last week on the broadcast, that King Saul intrigues me. And every time when I'm reading through my scriptures and I come upon that portion of scripture, it always causes me to stop and begin to just think about the life of this man. And be this good or be this bad, I'm not sure. He reminds me a lot of times of myself, in the aspect that there have been times in my life when I've done some real good things, and then there have been some times in my life when I've done some real stupid things. And I came upon this scripture as a part of the reading, 1 Samuel 13:13. Samuel says to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly." And that had to do with the sacrifice that wasn't Saul's to do. The instructions were to wait at Gilgal for Samuel to be there to offer the sacrifice before God. But Saul gave in to the pressures of life. And this really is the message to this message. And it has to do with how do we deal with the pressures of life. And last week I spoke to you about the underpinning of a person like Saul, who found himself with unexpected success. He didn't ask to be the king of Israel, never thought he'd be the king of Israel. God chose him. And then God began to bless him, because all of a sudden, after he raised that army and defeated the Ammonites, then all of a sudden, things just began to fall in place for Saul. And the women were singing songs about him, saying, "Saul has slain his thousands." And every time he'd come in from battle, he'd hear the choir just singing about Saul. Well, you know, that'll cause you to get a big head if you're not careful. And I think that's a lot is what happened to Saul. He got to thinking too highly of himself. And that's a real danger. And yes, as much as I hate admitting these things, I've had those things happen in my life where I began to just think a little too much of myself. And I'm thankful that God has always been faithful to bring a situation into my life just to put a little humility in there. Because the thing is that God is not going to share his glory with anybody, because he's the one to be glorified. He is the one to be praised. He is the one to be exalted. And when things begin to happen where you start seeing the success, it's time to just lay all of those things down at the feet of Jesus and to give him the glory for all that's done. Because anything else will just lead to pride. And you know what the scripture says about pride. Be careful. Be careful. When you are lifted up, lest ye fall. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.